In an effort to confront terrorism, insurgency and security challenges on the continent, a three-day workshop is being organized in Accra for Africa Air Chiefs to discuss and fashion out ways to promote peace, security and stability. Commander of the United States Air Force Europe for Africa, General Frank Moreno, says air power plays a very important role in combating extremist movement and that a country needs intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance capabilities to respond to threats and meet the needs of the people. Anamo Mari and Miriam Foster-Tete, starting for Radio Ghana.
The forum, co-hosted by the Ghana and U.S. Air Forces, brought together 10 countries including Togo, Benin, Nigeria, among others. The conference seeks to harmonize efforts of regional air chiefs towards confronting threats posed by non-state armed organizations. Commander of the United States Air Force, Europe, Africa, General Frank Gorenc, touched on some challenges that hinder the ability of air forces to respond quickly to threats and gave some recommendations.
The exploitation of air assets allows us to engage the enemy when and where we decide and with the appropriate level of force while protecting the general population. ISR assets can also be used in peacekeeping efforts and allow early detection of potential treaty and rules violations. This capability allows peacekeepers to intervene before situations escalate uncontrollably. Today, modern combat zones are saturated with numerous obstacles, such as mines and improvised explosive devices, hindering the ability for forces to react quickly. A rapid show of force can be an effective deterrent to hostilities. In addition, air power provides the ability to enhance communications.
Participating countries are expected to share their experiences, work together, and apply lessons learned in order to enhance security in Africa and the world at large.
That was a report by Nana Maumari and Miriam Foster-Tete.